But look what his pathway to a godly life is. This is his reaffirmation of his consecration to the Lord. And here are the truths. Verse 2 is the first one. David sought personal integrity. That was his goal. And it says in verse 2, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? Verse 2, the second half, I will walk, look at this, within my house with a perfect heart. That's a sign of integrity. Integrity is when you're the same way in public as you are in private. There's a great disconnect in our culture. A lot of people have this public persona, and they're totally different when no one sees them. And what he said is, I want to walk and behave with integrity. And he says that I have made and sought as a goal in my life to behave wisely in a perfect way, to walk within in privacy with a perfect heart, and to have personal integrity. Integrity is when your private life and your public life match up. And you don't have compartmentalized, that you can behave like this, like a pagan in one setting, but you have to act like a saint in another setting. Personal integrity was his first step on this pathway for his godly life. His second one, you find in verse 3 at the end. This is what he says. Well, it's the whole verse. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes, and in the middle, I will hate the work of those that fall away. What he says in verse 3 is, I'm going to have a personal pact of purity for my life and conduct. I have made a resolve, verse 3, the first part, I will never put in front of me, in front of my eyes, anything wicked. He said, wickedness will never be a conscious, chosen part of my life. He made a personal pact of purity. Then he goes on, look at verse 3, the second half. He says, it will not cling to me. And I remember in the olden days when we used to have a horse barn and it was my turn to muck the barn. And we raised goats and all kinds of smelly creatures when I was growing up. And I remember I would go down there and I would pitchfork all that stuff out of there. But because I loved my mother, I would always scrape off my boots and leave them outside because I didn't want to bring the muck of the barn into the house that she worked so hard to clean. Look at David's heart right here in the 101st Psalm in the third verse at the end. It, that's what? The wickedness, the works of those who fall away, verse 3, will not cling to me. He said this. He says, I have made a habit of scraping off anything that displeases the Lord from my life. Now, when we lived in New England, we lived on the coast, and there were a lot of fishing vessels. And it was interesting to see the places where they take those big, especially the ones that the trawlers go out, and they take them out of the water, and they lift them up, and they have to take these big machines and scrape off all the barnacles that collect on the bottoms of those boats. In their everyday life, stuff starts sticking to them, these creatures exude this coral-like, hard-as-rock substance, and pretty soon it grows out so that it stops the boat from going through the water, and there's so much drag that they're using too much fuel, so they dry dock them, and they jackhammer and sandblast and scrape all that stuff off. That's what he's saying. He says, I regularly go into dry dock. And he said, I've already decided this pact of purity. I'm not going to set wicked things before my eyes. But he said, just going through life, stuff starts, you know, sometimes even consciously sticking to us. And he says, so I'm going to scrape that off. When I come in from the barn of life, I'm going to scrape my boots off. And I'm not going to have anything clinging to my life that displeases the Lord. Now think about that for a moment. Do you scrape your boots off? Do you go to dry dock regularly? All of us in our life gradually see things that are wicked. Do you apply Hebrews 9:14? How much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from works that lead to death? Do you apply Hebrews 10:22? Let us draw near to God with a true heart and full assurance of faith, being sprinkled from an evil conscience? Do you apply that? David applied it. He said this, I want to make a habit. I want to scrape off anything displeasing to the Lord. That's the end of verse 3. I have a personal pact of purity. That's the beginning of verse 3.